Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with an only DC's own Genuine, who's going to be at the Bowie Bay Sox on Thursday. Tell us what all you're going to be doing there out at the stadium.
Hey, man, since I'm here, I wanted to be a part of it somehow, so I'm throwing out the first pitch, and we're doing a meet and greet, and just saying hello to the people, man. It's been a while since I've done something like that, and, since it's home. And it's right up the street. I was like, yeah, I got to be a part of that. So that's what I'm doing. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody come on out and supporting too.
Now, have you, with the first pitch, we've seen great examples and we've seen a couple epic fails where they just chucked it into the ground. Have you practiced or, did you play one up or what's the situation with the pitch?
I definitely know how to throw. So we're not going to have that problem. Trust me, we're not going to have that problem.
All right, cool. Now, I know you grew up in D.C. You got the local roots. Did you play any ball growing up?
No, nothing other than, like, when you're in high school or you're in junior high school and you're going out for gym to do softball and all that, but not professionally nothing like that. But, I still can throw, though.
Awesome.
I know how to throw a ball, but, yeah, I've seen some of the epic fails, and I'm like, how the heck did that happen?
I'm sure you'll do just fine.
Yeah.
Other than the pitch, what else? You said you're going to be doing like meet and greet before the game, after the game, during the game.
We're doing a meet and greet. I think before, and then throughout the first pitch, and then of course I want to stay for a while to watch the guys do their thing. And I love baseball, so it's going to be something special for me. I'm glad that I'm being a part of it,
Okay, awesome. Well, I want to go more into, because a lot of us that have grown up singing and dancing to your songs, a lot of people might not, they might not remember that you grew up right around here.
Yeah,
what's your memories of growing, like where exactly in D.C. did you live and, what were some early music memories of growing up around here too?
I was born and raised in Washington, D.C., Southeast. Then we moved to Delma Avenue. We moved a lot of different places. But Morris Road was where I was born and raised. The music thing, it was always something that was within me. I was in a go-go band, and then I was in a break dancing group, and then a singing group. So music is it within me, and I love it, and I'm still doing it after 23 years, and I'm appreciative of all the love that DC has been giving me. I actually have another show here later on in the year, so it's been nonstop for me, and that's definitely a blessing. So I'm appreciative, and just keep supporting.
Absolutely, you're named after a DC native, right? Elgin Baylor, the real Elgin Baylor Lumpkin. But yeah, he was a DC native, went on to become a huge NBA star. So, was your folks huge fans of Elgin Baylor?
Yeah, my father and my mom was, and they named me after him. I guess they wanted me to play basketball or something, but instead, I sang and sung and performed and entertained. So. Either way, I'm happy about it. But yeah, I played a little basketball, but not like that. That's not something that I actually wanted to do. I always wanted to entertain. Once I saw the girls start screaming and how the girls love you, I was like, oop, this is what I want to do, right? Her.
I think you did just well for yourself, man.
Yeah.
Tell me about how, all right, so you're growing up around here. I know you went to, Prince George's Community College up in Largo. Which a lot of our listeners will know, and a lot of them probably went to themselves. You did like paralegal stuff, right? So how do you go from that to making your way up to Rochester Swing Mob, the start of the music?
Well, I just always wanted to be involved in music, and I just felt like it was a long shot. I always believed in myself, but the reality of it is that's a long shot, especially even if you get the opportunity. Not a lot of people that actually get to make it, per se, as we say. So, I wanted to either be an entertainment lawyer or just be around it. I always felt like if I was around it, I'd get a better opportunity. So I just was, weighing out my bets. I was just trying to get in there somehow. So I always felt like this is what I was born to do. And with me doing law and all that, I knew I would be around a lot of musicians and singers and stuff like that. So I just said, you know, if I can't get in one way, I'm going to get in another way.
For sure. And a lot of our listeners might not remember either that when you're doing the swing mob thing, that's when you met.
Yeah.
Then you meet Missy Elliott and, of course, Timberland. You went on to work with him on a lot of stuff. But tell me about how, you know, those first meetings with those guys.
Oh, well, those we were all trying to make it, and we were basically in a situation where Devontae from Jodeci, he had a label. He was going around the country looking for talent. So he came to D.C., he found me, he came to Virginia, found Missy and Timberland, and, you know, the rest is history pretty much. We moved up to New York with him, New Jersey, Teaneck, New Jersey, and, you know, pretty much the rest is history. We let nature take its course, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And now, you know, you're working with Timberland, and you get your debut album. What was it called? Genuine the Bachelor.
Yeah,
and,
Genuine the Bachelor.
That thing, God, that thing blew up. I think platinum or whatever. And, man, the song we all remember, of course, is Pony. I still hear that played at clubs to this day.
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That song is going out there. Me, you, and everybody else. That's one of those songs. That's one of those songs that's gonna be here for a long time, man.
Why do you think that is? Is it that bass? Is it that bow bow? Or what? Why do you think it is? Why do you think?
I think it came in the right time when music was just changing. Timberland pretty much changed music, and he when he did the double beat set, and he came with the new music and all that good stuff. He changed music. So, you know, that's something that, you know, would never be duplicated again probably. And, you know, I'm just glad I was able to be a part of it.
Absolutely. And so that's the one everyone remembers and plays to this day. But, you know, looking back at your stuff, there's several other hits I remember that you had. I mean, there was Same Old G. There was, yeah, I mean, I've listened to a bunch of them. I think you guys didn't you do a When Doves Cry cover or something too?
When Doves Cry, we did quite a few joints, man. I had to pay homage to the people that, you know, inspired me all my career. So, you know, I tried to do that. I tried to do that while they were here. I did Michael Jackson, She's Out of My Life, and then I did Prince. Well, I did Prince, When Doves Cry, and then I did Michael Jackson, She's Out of My Life.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And then I think you were featured on with Puff Daddy, the I Need a Girl Part 2, right?
Yep. I did that. I worked with Nas. I worked with quite a few people. I mean, it was a great thing for me, man, especially early on in my career.
What was it like working with Puffy? Or I guess he was Diddy at that point.
Yeah, he was Diddy at that point, and he called me, and he asked me. So he actually gave me the option of doing the first one or the one that I picked, and I picked, you know, the second one because I felt like that was more energetic, and that was more, you know, my lane and what I like to do.
What was his style working with him versus, you know, cutting something with Nas? Sort of compare and contrast the two a little bit.
Say it again.
I said, what was it like working with Diddy compared to when you featured with Nas? Compare the two, their styles a little bit.
Oh, Diddy is more of a party person. Nas is more laid back. And actually, I wasn't in the studio with neither one of them. You know, that's around the time where you was able to send it through the internet, and you can do whatever it is that you need to do, and then send it back. You know what I mean? So, but I, of course, we did the video together.
Right, of course. Well, and then, how did you start getting a couple film and TV work? I remember seeing you on the screen a couple times.
Yeah.
Wait, talk about how music kind of opened doors to even explore acting, which you probably had no idea you would even get into back when, you know, growing up in D.C. You had no idea you'd be on, you know, Moesha and all that stuff.
Yeah, as far as the acting stuff, that's really, you know, something that I
grew into doing. And, you know, when you're doing your videos and all that kind of stuff, you pretty much get that bug. You get the bug of acting. And so that's what happened, you know. And then things come your way. Like a lot of things come your way when you are, you know, successful and all that.
And speaking of which, what they make Magic Mike and Pony comes back into the consciousness.
Yeah, they made Magic Mike, and then that introduced me to a whole new different people. You know what I mean? I mean, they definitely
new generation.
Yeah, I mean, and hey, I liked it, so you know, it ain't nothing wrong with it. So you know, I just got a whole new slew of people, you know, just enjoying the music and knowing me.
Awesome. What do you want to tease? You got anything else coming up? Another album you're working on?
No, we just I'm just doing shows, taking care of that, and then I'm doing I'm working on some TV stuff, but you know, nothing that's, you know, done so far. But I'm definitely working on it. I do a lot of writing, so I'm working on that now. So hopefully things will be, you know, pretty good later on this year, top of next year.
Thanks. Cool, man. What? Where's your home base now? You're not still in D.C., right?
No, I'm in Maryland. I know exactly where the Bowie Sox are. You know, they're right down the street from me.
Oh, awesome. So you're still local now. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. I want to know, either when you were growing up or even to this day, who in your mind, who are your music gods? Who are your idols that you've always either tried to be like or just said, I can never be like them? They're amazing.
Of course, everyone knows is Michael Jackson and Prince. And then before them is Jackie Wilson, Nat King Cole, Sam Cooke, James Brown, people like that. Showstoppers, right. You know what I mean? So I patterned myself after them early on. I'm seasoned now, so I don't move as much, but I still move. I still do my thing. But that's who I patterned a lot of my stuff after early on.
Awesome. And if I were to ask the same question to some other young buck up and coming, and let's say they listed you, Ginuwine, as one of their influences sometime, what would you want, you know, what would they, you know, what would you want them to remember you as? What, you know, what's your little lane that you think you've carved back, you know, 20 years from now? But look back, when you finally hang it up, what do you think you want? What do you want people to say about your music?
Just a total entertainer. That's all. Just someone who really wanted to leave it all on the stage.
All right. Well, leave it all out on the pitcher's mound this time. So.
All right, brother.
All right. Thanks for taking the time to join us again. Ginuwine will be coming to Bowie Bay Sox on Thursday. Thanks, man.
Thank you, brother. Peace.